don't think that that's a selfish want. I really don't. Well, I'm not saying that I have this capacity because it's hard to develop that capacity on your own when you're being stopped at every turn.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about saying no. 一起聊聊要学会说不，说不的好处有哪一些呢？ You are more self-aware. You are more self-aware. 你会更有自知之明。Self-awareness is the art of recognizing your needs and feelings as your own, and not tied to any person or your environment. Creating your own limitations is an inherently self-aware act, and that can be inheritable, and that can be incredibly beneficial for your own welfare. 自知呢是一种不受任何人或者周遭环境影响来认识自己需要和感受的艺术。设定自己的限度本身就是一种自知的行为，它能给你带来不可思议的好处。 You become a better friend and partner. You become a better friend and partner. 你会成为更好的朋友和伴侣。 Boundaries make it possible to follow yourself to recharge. And when you are not totally tapped out, you have more energy to devoteto the ones you love. 设限能够让你有机会恢复能量，你不会把自己搞得精疲力尽，也就会有更多的精力来照顾自己所爱的人。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. Say no. 你会更有自知之明。 You become a better friend and a partner. 你会成为更好的朋友和伴侣。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以关注我的微信公众号获取更多的节目动态。口语是说出来的，不是听出来的，不是看出来的，更不是想出来的，所以呢，行动起来吧。